From the heart of the campus, this is Ireland's best student radio station. This is DCU FM.
Preloaded with Darren Regan and Owen Cook, Mondays from 5 on DCU FM.
We are joined by the hardest men from Castletown. It's the Hardy Box.
Word!
Hey, respect.
Got massive muscles, lads.
Oh, God. Come here, you're up in Dublin. How was your journey to the Big Smoke today?
Unreal.
Rather pleasant.
Good
rather
stuff. Pleasant, you liked yeah. it? You liked
I did, yeah. It was very
How
nice.
How did you get up? You go bus?
No, a whole gang of us jumped in the back of a highest van, threw an old mattress in the back.
Not too bad.
I was drinking the old cans of Druids, you know, and I was dying for a piss halfway up, so the fuckers wouldn't stop. I had to piss into a can of Druid and cut the cock of myself.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yeah. That'll leave a scar.
It will, yeah.
You'll feel the pain in the morning now.
Looks like a face now.
Circumcisions.
Yeah, can you piss in a straight line now, can you? Or is it all over the shop?
Well, I'd use the old...
The old cardboard. What is it? The old...
Toilet roll.
Toilet roll.
Like Bunganega. Are you circumcised, man?
Yeah.
How's that working off you?
It's grand, like. It's very hygienic.
It is, yeah.
So you're up anyways for the night. Do you head out in Dublin? What's it like heading out in Dublin? Where do you go? Coppers or anywhere?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Coppers.
There's that place called The George.
I'll tell you about The George, man, right?
Yeah.
No word of a lie. I was in The George there a while back, myself and this fella here, and this massive Amazon woman came up to me. She was about 6'5".
A bit like a fridge.
She was unreal looking, like,
yes.
You know. I swear, man, I swear. Lovely long blonde hair, loads of makeup, and long legs, man. I never seen legs.
Unreal, really.
Good def.
Oh, good def. High def, you know. We went down the back lane, myself and herself, and we were doing a bit of touching, a bit of feeling, and then, you know, she went down south, you know, and that was great, like, really was, and I dropped the clutch, but the handbrake was up.
Oh, Jesus.
So I got out there, man.
Oh, God.
So I battered him.
Dublin people mightn't get that. Can you explain that a bit more there?
I think I was actually a transsexual. I'd actually...
yeah, she hadn't gone the thing.
No.
She was half a true. And
she was pre-op.
Pre-op.
She had no money to finish it off, you see.
Stuff.
Somebody had actually, you know, she couldn't, you know... I got conned into some sort of terms of endearment by a woman I mistook to be a large Polish woman, and turned out it was a large Polish man.
Basically, she was greedy. Like she had the cock and she had the other person.
A few pints were had that night then. And what about coppers then? Do you like a few nurses, bandgarders?
Oh, I love it. I love nurses, I love guards, I love coppers. What can I not say about coppers?
What do the women of Dublin, how do they compare to the women of Castletown?
Well, they're gamey.
They're what?
They're gamey.
I see.
They're good to go. Like
they're
rich women. And they're like, they'll go to the clappers.
So they're a bit slower in Castletown, are they?
Well, there's not many women left in
Castletown.
Castletown, yeah.
Castletown.
Stop now.
All the women move away, all the good-looking women move away and they go to the Big Smoke.
To Dublin.
Right. To Dublin. Yeah.
And then we shift them when they're up here then, you see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know, you're not in relationships at the moment with anyone?
Not with each other, no.
No, no.
I was tackling Lady Bird there for a while.
Eddie's
here.
Yeah. Eddie's in one, actually.
With Noreen, yeah.
Yeah, myself and Noreen, you know, well, like, if you eat lasagna every day of the week, you get sick of it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. She's a very nice looking lady.
She is, fine looking lady. She's got good road frontage, so she
And how well she stayed in Castletown? She didn't move out.
Well, she's gone now.
The
love life is over. I was too selfish. You know, I was lazy. You know, I put my feelings for a four wheel drive car before her affections, and at the end of the day, it gets dark.
That's it. They're filming actually a show here in DCU at the moment over in the Helix called Take Me Out. With Ray Foley, it's a dating show.
Would you ever
go on something like that?
Oh, guaranteed.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
man, I would be there standing like a hunched figure in the corner of the room, just at myself.
Just even touching in the blue, like, would it be in my gaff now the whole time on fucking the internet looking up dating sites, and we'd go for anything.
Yes.
Anything. Swear to God, man. We'd tell them there, boo.
We'd be on it there watching some fucking. What? It's a Polish one.
Polish one.
We'd be checking out all the profiles of these women. Doesn't matter what they look like, we'll fucking plow
what
it.
What does
in.
She like?
There you go.
Buzz.
Huh?
What did it say she likes?
Says she likes cock and plenty and cooking vegetables. You know, what a mixture like. I mean, who writes that shit? Who likes cock and... Sorry,
oh dear.
It's going to the radio now.
So meat and two veg, is it?
Okay.
Tell me, Toasty, how are you getting on, man?
Ah, not too bad, you know.
You're looking well.
I schmoosed up, you know.
Schmoosed up?
Yeah, I did, you know.
That is.
I heard you had a bath in milk before you came here.
I did, yeah. I did the old
milk and honey.
On it.
Half of milk?
I had a bit of my own milk in.
Soya.
I've got something to tell you. Everyone, hold on.
Chingy's Rider.
Right.
That's it. Just want to tell you that.
Brilliant. Man. Very talented man.
That's
Eddie
Darkin
here.
Thank you very much. So, Toshi, are you the best drinker out of these bucks here?
Well, I'd say if it goes over a week, they'd probably drink
the same amount of me, but I drink the same amount in one night or half an hour as the three lads combined.
And how much would that be?
That'd be, I don't know.
Infinity? There's no number for infinity.
It's Marilyn Guinness, anyway.
Yeah. Roisin, tell them about that drink you make.
Oh, it's called monkey's blood. It's a mixture of white spirits and TK lemonade, you know. If you drink it, you just end up in country roads craving yourself. You know,
I might serve that in the bar to you tonight.
Maybe. We'll be honest.
I will.
We'll be honest.
So actually, you're Buckfast experts, right?
Well, who isn't these days, man? We're just...
I heard this,
your Buckfast.
There's this rumour that's bothering me the last while that on the bottom of the
numbers, it's the numbers.
The numbers game.
Is this true?
That's only magic talk.
As it goes up by the numbers, it's going up. Like one would be.
You have too much time in your hand if you're looking at
numbers. And nine would mess your teeth away or something.
Basically, the way it goes is one will blow the ring at you, and the higher up it goes, the higher up the body to blow the mind out of you. You know, so if it's number nine, you'd puke your ring.
Yeah.
Aaron, that's only space talk, man. Hey. It's only our ring talk.
I think it's just the serial number of each bottle.
I just think it's the way the bottle, what machine made the bottle or something. So. You know.
But there's a rumour going around that it's
I used to do that as well when I drink.
Rumours. I don't know. Rumours. Hold on, I got some more to tell you.
Hashtag.
And are you giving out any free bookie?
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
Chops.
Just the Coke.
Afraid not.
No. Just the Coke tonight.
Coke not enough for you, no?
That's so much wrong. We're talking the White Line Highway.
So, boys, how is the recession hitting you?
That's great crack, man.
Terribly bad.
I sound like Ryan Tubby here asking this.
Ira Tubber's my arse. Listen, I tell you how the recession is treating us. We're like the one-eyed man in the Valley of the Blind. We're like kings these days, so we are. I love the recessions. Brilliant crack. There's lads now who have no excuse. You know, they can be out drinking in the pub the whole time. There's no getting off of work on a Monday morning. No. You know, the weekend does continue from the Monday all the way to, you know, next Monday.
Exactly. There's never been a better time to be off work. Like, they all gone to me and he'd be saying, son, fair fucking play to you for not working. You know, there's no work out there, and fair play to you for doing nothing.
Exactly.
There's no shame for being on the road, like.
No.
And what do you be doing in all that spare time you have?
Eat the snack boxes, you know yourself.
We'd be at each other, wanking.
Jesus. I wouldn't be you, you dirty.
Yeah, looking in the window. Looking in the window, my gaff.
What about college? Would you ever think of coming up here to
College of Life, boy? Yeah, that's funny for the movies, that college
program. Wilder and all that shit.
Well, we went to the College of Life there, basically. It's called Youthridge, and it shows you how to walk like Lithuanians, how to stand in doorways, how to feed pints to the people who don't even want pints, you know.
Smoking cigarettes in the claw as well.
Well, you said it there, boo.
That's it. Correct. So, RT are making a documentary now about...
I don't make a balls of things.
...your trials and tribunes of Castletown. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How's that going? How do you find it?
That's nice, but, you know, I'm used to other boys following me around with cameras, but following different types of films, you know, like the old Red Tube.
Oh yes.
You know, boys, do you?
Oh, we know all about.
What's your favourite?
Do you be at yourself looking at an LCD screen? Like,
I love this one called Lila Lay.
Other people enjoying themselves.
Brilliant.
I'm not on trial here.
And more from the Hardy Books after these.
Want to get involved in DCU FM? Just drop into the studio in the hub or email us.
Check out our page, facebook.com/preloaded DCU FM.
All right, welcome back to Preloaded on DCU FM. We are joined by the Hardy Box. Very good.
How's it going?
Preloaded. I love you.
Okay. Eddie Durkin, as you know, he's a very talented man. He's going to play a little tune for us now on DCFM.
This is called America. This is the story of America. This is the story of the USA. These colors don't run. George Bush, man, stay away from him. Obama style. Yeah. Do you like politics, man? Do you? Yeah. Cool. Cause I'm talking to you, man. Did you go out voting? Uncle Sam style. God bless America, home of the brave.
Facility.
Sesame Street, LA Law, Nickelodeon. Scrubs.
Be shite.
Scrubs.
Be shite.
Dr. Cox.
The wanker.
Up your arse. Dr. Cox is a fucking farce, yeah.
Newbie.
Suck my dick.
Newbie.
Yeah. Dr. Cox in America, baby. Oh, yeah. Adam Sandler movies.
Jack Black's a mad bastard.
Eddie Durkin.
Cheers, man.
A very talented man. But hey, you're very talented, but it takes a guy that's very comfortable with his emotions. Buzz, you're very comfortable. And poetry's not easy to do. Buzz, you're going to give us an old poem there, yeah?
I'm a romantic lad, you know, and the old lad often told me, you know, if you respect a woman, you know, you'd have a great home. So I wrote this song about, I wrote this poem about a woman, a Polish woman who was built like a fridge, mad into a creatine, far stank of fucking bad Guinness, but this is the poem I wrote about her, right? It's called Magda.
Okay.
Magda, you're lovely. She's your fierce fucking nice. Stick with me, and I'll treat you right. The first time I met you, you were all dressed in black. I walked up to you, and I said, what's the crack? I'd love to be with you, is the next thing that I said. You said, is no problem. So I took you home to bed. 1 hour later, when the beans were blown, she said, I have boyfriend, now I go home. Magda, you were lovely, from your head to your hole. You'd make a man come off the dole. Magda, I love you, you're part of my soul. Next time I see you, I'll get you a turkey and chicken roll. Cheers.
Word.
Brilliant, Buzz. That's right. Straight from the heart there, straight from the heart. From the,
where is she now anyways, Magda?
Well, the thing about her is she was mad at the creatine and she did blow up because she got a good old hammering off me. I mean in the bed now, not physically. Like, I'm not, I wouldn't hit a one, right?
Yeah,
you wouldn't hit a one. Like. Don't hit, edit that out, I wouldn't hit a woman.
Okay, we'll put that in, don't worry, we'll put that in.
Put what in? Haha.
No,
so you were putting it in.
Lads, we've a lot of callers are ringing in now trying to get to talk to you, right? This slippery snake from Castletown, he's not happy you're on the air, he's not happy you're getting the attention.
It's not who I think it is.
My sound man has told me, is that right, the Viper is there, is he there?
Oh God.
Are you cracky, well?
Oh, for what are you doing in...
I'm just in Bosaris at the moment.
No way, man.
You're gonna turn me out.
You a ladybird, yeah?
Yeah, man, I brought her along to the crack.
What are you doing with her?
I'm just gonna be touching her up all night.
What did you get up to in Blackpool that time?
Fuck all, we just went on a big roller coaster and then I got sick and I just ended up smoking fags in the hotel room watching Killing Scully DVDs. So.
Was Danny Dyer over there interviewing some fat lad?
He was, yeah, he was wearing a fucking train driver's suit. But come here, I smoked about 15 John Player Blue in about 10 minutes there, about an hour ago, and my jeans are fucking split down at the ankles.
Cankles? Jeez, you're being fairly friendly to us tonight, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta fucking be nice when you're in outside your element.
You need backup in the Big Smoke, do you?
Maybe. Who am I talking to? Who's the main presenter? Yeah.
I'm the guy here. I'm the guy.
What's the crack with you, you prick? Charlestown boys.
Yeah.
Big Charlestown bypass.
So come here, man. What's your star sign?
Sagittarius.
Yeah. The most philosophical. I'm doing astrology these days, man.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read your star sign out?
Go for it, man.
Yeah. Read between the lines for clues, hey.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
It may be the only way you'll make any sense out of life.
Right.
You know you have rare talents, hey? So make the most of them, you prick. Today, make two decisions you've been putting off. One easy decision and one that's a bit more far-reaching. Yeah. What do you make of that?
Very specific. Suspific.
You're all right,
Joey. You gotta read into it, hey?
Viper, you're making a spot, you know.
I'll have a look through that tonight and see what I think.
You're only an old skitterhouse.
Come here, Viper, what's your problem with these lads anyway? What did they ever do to you to piss you off so much?
They touched me when I was a kid.
No way, man. Don't be silly. Yeah.
I touched you with me fist against the cheek.
Yeah, punching style.
Which one, Oz?
What's the crack there, Jerkin? You still fucking cruising around with that guitar, are you?
I am, yeah. Like Johnny Cash or someone like that, you know what I mean?
Johnny Hash.
Johnny Hash smoke. Chambers.
What's your latest song, man?
Latest song is called
The Viper's
Scrubs is Unreal. Lee Evans Comedy Channel.
Come here, I've got a bag of mushies that I brought down. Is there any chance I can offload them up at DCU or what?
I don't know where you find any customers.
Head to Ballymun, yeah.
Owen Ian said Ballymun's a great old spotlight, but I'm sure they're into other stuff.
All right.
Word.
So Viper, thanks
for... See, we got a theory.
Take it easy, man.
Thanks a million for calling us in.
Who's this?
Good luck.
Cheers, man.
Where was you?
Good luck. Okay, Hardy Box, thanks a million for joining us today. You've been
pleasure.
Fantastic.
Big thank you to everyone.
Best of luck to your show, which starts on Tuesday. That's tomorrow night. It's starting. Yeah. Check it out, the Hardy Box, everyone. Thank you. Enjoy that, Cook?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
It was good, wasn't it?
Very good.
Actually, after we finished that interview, the Hardy Box had this message to give to all their fans.
Say a special thank you to all the fans who've watched the Hardy Box over the years and the old YouTube and... Thanks for supporting us and thanks to you. We'll be on the TV now soon enough.
Can I say even more so than the boys that I'm very thankful to the fans?
No, I'm more thankful.
Even more so than Buzz. No. I appreciate it more than the boys.
Well, no, Eddie Durkin appreciates the fans the most.
No, you don't, man.
I have the most dealings in them, you know.
No, that's not true.
No, Boo, the weapons dealer, you know, I appreciate it more.
No, okay. I did talk to him the most.
French toast.
Well, in fairness, like, the fans are sound to me. I actually was at a bar one day and your man goes, I'll buy you a shot, man. And it turns out he didn't have enough money for the shot, so I actually had to buy me and him a shot. So, cheers to that, mate. You know who you are. But you're sound skins.
Yeah, but you're a raving alcoholic. You'd buy drinks for anyone.
Well, that's if I have the money, you know.
Final point, I love the fans the most. I love them better.
I love them the most. Yeah.
We all love the meat.
Put them all in a big room and have a sex party.
Hey, there's a still in the street
outside your window. Preloaded with Darren Regan and Owen Cook. Marty Morrissey's favourite student radio show.